Hello, and thank you for downloading Witness from the BBC World Service. It's 65 years since the first publication of the Diary of Anne Frank, the unique testimony of a German Jewish teenager who spent 2 years hiding with her family from the Nazis. Mike Lanchin has been speaking to Anne's 87-year-old cousin, her closest surviving relative.
It's June 1947, 2 years after the end of the Second World War. Otto Frank, a German Jew, has survived the Nazi concentration camps, but has lost his wife and children. Now he has in his hands a precious book, the very first published edition of his daughter's diary.
Otto cried, I remember that, when he showed me the book. He took it out of his bag and he put it in front of me, and I saw her picture on the cover, and it was wonderful. I was so proud and happy, but at the same time, so very sad too.
Do you remember what he said to you?
He didn't say much. He just was very proud. He said, look at Anna's book. And he gave it to me. And we both were very quiet. I remember that. We were just looking at it and looking at each other. And I think we were holding hands and we didn't say much.
Bernhard Elias, or Buddy Elias as he was known by his family, had always been very close to his uncle Otto. As a little boy, he'd often played at the Franks' house with his cousins Margot and Anne, or Anna.
My earliest memories of the Frank family was when I was a little boy, still living in Frankfurt, when we were together almost all the time, visiting each other. Anna was a little baby, actually, when I was about 4 years old. But we visited each other all the time until the time when my family moved to Switzerland.
That was in the early 1930s, when Hitler's National Socialist Party was in the ascendance, making life increasingly intolerable for Jewish families like the Eliases and the Franks. Buddy's parents took him and his brother to safety in Switzerland. Otto moved his family to Amsterdam. But the children still saw each other in the school holidays.
Anne always loved theatre. Film stars and theatre was a big thing for her. She always wanted to get dressed up. And she asked me now, she says, Bernd, she called me Bernd. Bernd, why don't you go to the closet of Grandma and put on a dress of Grandma and a hat and shoes and imitate Grandma? Which I did. Well, you can imagine how I looked in a dress of my grandmother, but Anna loved it. She laughed so much. Margot was a reader. She wasn't so playful. She always wanted to read. And I had more fun with Anna, because Anna was a little wildy and I was a little wild child too. And we got along very good together. She always had ideas what to play, what to do.
And of course, in those days, you had no idea what was coming in the future.
No, of course not. We had no idea what would happen. I mean, we figured that the Frank family in Holland would be safe until that ominous day when the German army invaded Holland. That was terrible. From one minute to the other, the borders were closed and they couldn't come anymore.
Unable to visit each other, the families kept in touch by letter.
Dear Bernd, many happy returns and many more to come. How's it going with the girl you sent us a photo of? Do write and tell me. I'm very interested in things like that. Margot has a boyfriend too, but he's even younger than mine. This letter didn't turn out very long. But also, I don't have any more time to write, since I'm going with Father to a film showing with friends. Best wishes to everyone. Write me back, Anne.
He never did reply. Anne's birthday letter was the last one Buddy ever received from her. Days later, there was more bad news.
On July 5th, 1942, Otto Frank wrote to us that we would have to accept that they could not correspond with us anymore. That we knew then, there was no connection anymore. And that was a very, very sad day for all of us.
What Otto couldn't tell them was that he and his family and other people were now going into hiding in a secret annex that he'd prepared for them above his workplace.
For over 2 years, we had no connection, no news about the family. We did not know what happened to them. We did not know that they were betrayed and arrested. until Otto Frank came back from after Auschwitz, we knew nothing. And that was an absolute terrible time, especially for my parents and my grandmother.
It was during those 2 years in hiding that Anne had meticulously written her now famous diary. She, her mother and her sister all died in the Nazi death camps. Otto survived, and on returning to the Netherlands was handed piles of loose pages with Anne's neat handwriting on them. A former employee had managed to save them from the grasp of the Gestapo.
The diary is written in Dutch, and we couldn't speak Dutch. So Otto started to translate different chapters for us here in Switzerland. He sent it to us. And that's when I read for the first time what Anne had written. Otto always said, I didn't know my daughter until I read her diary. And it was the same with me. I didn't know that the deep thoughts that Anne put in her diary. For me, she was a playful, lovely young girl. But these wonderful thoughts, absolutely new.
Wednesday, May 3rd, 1944. What's the point of war? Why, oh why, can't people live together peacefully? Why all this destruction? The question is understandable, but up to now, no one has come up with a satisfactory answer. Tuesday, June 13th, 1944. One of the many questions that have often bothered me is why women have been, and still are, thought to be so inferior to men. I'd really like to know the reason for this great injustice.
So many things that a child usually doesn't think about, but she had become a grown-up almost. She had become an intellectual. Margot I would have recognized, yes, but not that playful, lively girl that I knew Anne was.
Wednesday, April 5th, 1944. I need to have something besides a husband and children to devote myself to. I don't want to have lived in vain like most people. I want to be useful or bring enjoyment to all people, even those I've never met. I want to go on living, even after my death.
That first 1947 edition of Anne's diary sold around 1,500 copies. Otto had been unsure about publishing at all. He wasn't sure anyone would be interested. 65 years later, it's been translated into numerous languages and millions of copies have been sold worldwide. Buddy Elias and his wife Gertie still live in Basel, the city where his family sought refuge from Hitler's Nazis. Speaking about Anne Frank takes up much of his time. But does he, I wonder, ever feel guilt that his side of the family, and not hers, survived?
Many people that survived the Holocaust are being asked, do you feel guilty? I cannot feel guilty that I have been saved. It was something wonderful, something but that saved my life. But I'm terribly, terribly sad about the terrible destiny that my Frank family had to go through. I suffer, I think of Anne and Margot every day and of Edith. But why should I be guilty to have been able to survive? I cannot feel guilty about it. I feel sad about it that my family had to perish. But guilt? No.
Buddy Elias, ending witness, from Mike Lanchin. For details of our complete range of downloads and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.